Alishu, Chelik Beis Tav Reish Lamed Gimel, the first chapter entitled Chayim Peshutim Vechayei Torah, Simple Life and a Life of Torah. Ma Yisolin Odom Chay Gever Al Chata'av, the Pasuk in Eicha, Perek Gimel. Why does a person complain? Ki Kesiv Hu B'Misraim Al Midei Sav. The Gemara there in Kiddushin Daf Pei discusses and says this Pasuk is speaking about somebody who is Misraim al midayisav, he complains about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, about his treatment. So there's implied rebuke in this Pasuk. The Navi says, why is he complaining? Has he overcome, has he overtaken his own Chataim? It's enough that I gave him life. Rashi says al midasav means al koirisav koirisav. Midasav in the sense of kol mida o midashu moded lecha. His events that have occurred to him, and whatever has befallen him. It's in this sense that he's misraim. We're talking about a person who's complaining about the events that have befallen him and his life in general. Ma yisonen adam chai, says Rashi. Lam yisonen adam al koirisav boisalav. Why should a person complain about the events that occurred to him? After all the chesed that I do with him, given him life, I have not brought upon him death. Has he taken control of his chataim, overcome them? Has he not sinned? Is he living through his own merit? Bitmiya. The author says, "Bikarti pam tamid chacham gadol zaken muflag." I once visited a great tamid chacham who was very aged. Hu lo ra'id v'shamar rak b'koishi. He did not see anymore. He was blind. He could barely hear. Raglav lo pa'alu. He couldn't walk anymore. Uval yisurim haya merov eivarav apnimiyim, and he suffered much from internal conditions. Aval reisha yatzelul. He was lucid. V'diburei barur. His speech was clear. She'altiv lishleimoy v'argashasei. I asked how he was feeling. V'hu ana, his answer was, kedayim kol yisurim shebo'alam rak kedei lechiyos. All the suffering in the world is worthwhile, just to be alive. Hadavar hanifla b'yaseh b'chol olam kolo im achayim atzmam. The most wondrous phenomenon in the entire universe is life itself. V'cheinu, says the author, this is how it is, eitzem achayim hu ta'anug. The very fact of life is bliss. Look at a butterfly sitting on a perched on a flower. Uvtoila says a cheles bedarka, or a worm crawling along, caterpillar. Bechatula misterah b'shemesh, a cat stretching in the sun. Uvkeves haroeh b'sadeh, a lamb running across the meadow. Kulam misanugim al chayim, they enjoy their life. Hatinok shelamad leleches v'ratz bechadom mikir el kir. A toddler who's learned to walk and is now running just from one wall to the next. Alo hukuloi ta'anug. He projects bliss. Mi yefa'aneach lanu yesod ha'chayim. Eize chomeh hu nesei ha'chayim. V'chitzad mishavim ha'chayim lo'ilam lo'ineida. The author says we will never know. Nobody will ever decipher the secret of life. What is it that carries life? What is the seat of life? How life comes into be? How it is that inanimate matter is alive? We will never know that. Kamusu levaroi. That's something that the Creator has not revealed. Ve'in chayim bli tenuah. Life is characterized by motion, movement. U'may tenuah. The author here quotes Chovos HaLevavos in Shara Bechina Perikei. U'mimash sheraui lecha leavin mikol abriyos ha'elinos v'atachtonos miktanon v'ad gedoilon. Something that is relevant from the very highest beings to the very lowest. Ha'inyan ha'ne'elam ha'shebo yisad ha'kol v'ashlam ha'soy v'enen musag b'chushim ha'gashmiyim. He's talking about tenu'ah, this concept of motion, of an animation, which of course is very much related, even in English, to this idea of life, is animated, is animation. It's something which he's talking about, something which is beyond sensory perception. Some of the mind can perceive it. Without motion, without animation, nothing would exist. I'm not exactly sure what he meant by that. When you understand the concept of animation and its truth and spiritual background, ותדע כי מפלאי החוכמה האלוקית, and recognize that it's a divine wisdom here, ותכיר ריב חמלה שבורא על ברואיו, and when you come to recognize the compassion that the Creator has, אז יסבורא לך כי כל תנועיך נקשרים בחפץ הבורא ישראלי. It will become clear to you that your motions are connected to Hashem's will. It's connected to his chayfetz v'hanagasu yiretzuna ha'ktana v'agdala shebahen v'agluya v'anisteretz. Chutz mima she'sam b'rishuscha mi'bichira sotu v'era. With the exception of what is given to your domain in terms of choosing good and bad, but motions, and emotion is directly connected. The human being is directly connected at that moment to Hashem's will. What explains Maran צדיק יסוד אילם, נשמסו עדן, דיבר פעם על כגוין זה. ויוחם ליבוביץ' spoke about this, and he said, האדם הוא כמו תמונה, a person is like a portrait, כלומר ללא רוח חיים, something that isn't alive. ברגע שהוא מניע עבר, the moment he moves, he gestures, זהו הבורא שעשה זה. It's the creator did this. It's very much along the lines of what we just read in the Chovei Seder Bavois. Kol tenu'a soid, every motion, every gesture is an act of the Creator. Ein adam oseh me'uma me'atzmoi. The person doesn't do anything by himself. Harei tenu'a yigilui noisef u'madrega noisefet besod ha'chayim. Motion, animation, as we said before, is another level, another step, another rung in the secret of life. Ve'im kach, once we understand that idea, mai machshava. Das regish. Then what do we say about thought, knowledge, emotion? The point that we make is these are not just additions to life. These are grades of life itself. Small creatures, a snail, a fly, they have a tiny spark of life. They're not capable of these things, thought, emotion. Lesus ul nesher yesh madega yasegva shel chayim. A horse, an eagle, has a higher grade of life, not just the same life as a fly with additional faculties. It's a different category, a different, qualitatively different form of life. Ve'adam chay mikulam. The human being is more alive, completely different class. All of his faculties, abilities, they're all one solid piece of life. Al kulam habechira, over and above everything, above what you said above, the faculty of motion, the ability to move, animation, thought, knowledge, emotion, over and above that, there's bechira. Ein anachnu kevulim biyad yitzreinu, we're not bound up by yitzer, kmo ba'alei ha'chaim, like animals. Venuchal livchor darkenu b'chaim v'ofen hanagasinu b'hem. We can choose a path in life, we can choose our conduct. Zehu soid uschonas chaim shelanu. That's the fundamental aspect, the profound aspect of our lives. Veshuv, I say again, ein zo hoisafa al chayinu. We're not talking about an addition to our lives. Ela ha'chaim atzmam shelanu, kolenu b'chayasinu. Our life is defined by it. It's a different grade of life by virtue of the fact that we have the ability to choose. Ach me'ata eshelcha, with this in mind, I'll ask you the following question. Ma'u ze ashet zivisa tira uvocharato b'chayim? What is it then that the Torah commands us, choose life? Halo ein tzorech livchoy b'hem, ki hari anu chayim? What need is it to choose if we're alive? Heveyomer, the answer is, ki kan tmuna madrega noisefes shel chayim. What the Torah is hinting to over here is an additional run in life. She'einena tivis, it's not natural life. It doesn't come by virtue of the person just being born. Ela tzrichim livchoyer ba, one has to choose it, as the Pasuk says. Ne'ayen now befarasha ze bishlemusa. Let's look at this parasha in its in full. The Pasuk says in Nitzavim. Ha'idoi sibochem ha'yoyim es ha'shamay ves ha'oitz. Moshe says, I bring heaven and earth as witnesses. Ha'chayim ve'omavis nesati lefanecho. I place life and death in front of you. Ha'berachah ve'akelala. I place blessing and curses. Uvocharto b'chayim leman tichiyat ha'bizarecho. Choose life so that you will live, you and your progeny. Le'ahava es ha'shem elokecha lishma b'kol ol duvka boi. To love Hashem, to obey Him, to attach yourself to Him. Ki hu chayecho. He is your life. ואורך ימיך על אדמה שנשבע השם לאביך לאברהם יצחק וליעקב לעשה להם. הרי החי בעולם הזה צריך עוד לבחור בחיים. We see over here that a person living in this world still needs to choose life. It means והוא שיעלה מדרגה יסה גבוהה של החיים, to climb to a higher rung of life. Just like if you could imagine going from the grade of life of a horse to that of a human being. You have to choose to go to a higher grade of love. Vehile ahavais Hashem kiyum mitzvesav v'advikus boi. Love of Hashem, fulfillment of mitzvahs, and attachment to Him. Koyel ashe yiskarev yaseh l'akadosh baruch hu yaseh hu chay. The more a person draws nearer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is more alive, a greater, again, quality. Ve'aoimek bedargas chayim zoi hu ki hu chayecha ba'olam hazeh, ve'orech yamecha ba'olam haba. The depth on this, the deep meaning on this level of life is it applies to Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Zehu inyan kol haTorah kula. This is the project of the Torah. This is the be-all of the Torah. Leharim es haKlal Yisrael ve'eskol yachid mimenu lemadagas chayim zoi. To raise Klal Yisrael and each individual within Klal Yisrael to this grade of life. Ruach chayim yesh bechol mitzvah v'chol milah b'Torah. There's this life inherent in every mitzvah and every word in the Torah. כי לא ידבר ריקו מכם, כי הוא חייכם, at the end of האזינו. כי הוא חייכם, the Torah says, it's your life. אין דבר ריק בתורה, as the pasuk says, לא ידבר ריקו מכם. There's nothing empty, mini, ריק הנו בלי חיוס. It's a term the Torah uses to connote the opposite of life. There's nothing in the Torah which is without life. גויים אינם מסוגלים להבין דבר אחד מהתורה. גויים are not, don't have access to the Torah, כי הם מתרגמים את הכל לשפת החיים הטבעיים. They take the Torah concepts and translate it to natural life. Uvazeu meabetes mashmautoy. It loses its meaning through that process. Rak haroitzev amisugal Yisrael min adagas achim shel haTorah misugal avin Isa. Only a person who wishes and is capable to rise to that grade of life of Torah is able to understand it. Vecheitzad chayudi haTorah es achim ativim apeshutim. How does a Torah Jew live the natural day-to-day life? Rishis, number one, gam inyanei ha'chayim ha'tiviyim misramimim lemadaga shel chayei Torah, the mundane matters that we encounter every day also rise to a level of chayei Torah. Vezei zku lasa shel Torah she'eina yetzes shezacheres. This is the power, the property of Torah. It doesn't create some other domain betzad ha'chayim ha'pshitim, next to mundane life, that you have your regular life and then next to it. Not like that. Elohim merimemes es ha'chayim ha'tivim atzmam. What it does is lift mundane, ordinary life up to a higher grade of life. V'sheni is the second point. Davar gadol yesh b'chayim ha'pshitim. There's something great, something profound in so-called ordinary life. כי מי אשר יחובה אל כל החיים יש ביטחון, כי לכלב חי הוא טוב מן האריה המייס. That's a פסוק. There's something about life that is greater than death fundamentally, and Rashi explains, כי בעידוי בחיים, as long as a person is alive, אפילו הוא רשע ונסחבל לרשעים, even if he's a רשע, even if he says it's with רשעים, כמו שנאמר אל כל החיים, אפילו לרשעים, יש ביטחון, there's some assurance, שמי ישוב לפני מויסוי, there's a chance to do תשובה. Then the Gemara quoted the pasuk kelev chai ve'aryeh meis u'shneim reshaim tov haya linvu zar adon she'eved rasha v'nisgeyer. He was the general of Nebuchadnezzar. He was a rasha, but he became a ger. Shelo higdimasu misa min Nebuchadnezzar. It is good for him that he didn't die before his chief Nebuchadnezzar shenika aryeh u'meis berish obigeinoim. ועבדוי בגן עדן. So Nebuchadnezzar ended up in Gehenoim and Nebuzar Adon in Gan Eden. This is from the pasuk itself is in Koheles Tes. כל עוד שאדם חי יוכל להגיע לחיי אמס. As long as a person is alive, he can reach חיי אמס. That's our second answer to this question, how a Torah Jew lives the simple, mundane life. There's a possibility of reaching חיי אמס. אם על ידי תורה, אם על ידי תשובה. Whether through Torah or through תשובה. Hein davar gadol lemachayim ativim, and that's why even the most ordinary life is something profound. Inyan barachazayu, the theme of this set of essays is lehamidenu bekeret meira shel madagas achayim anikes Torah, to illuminate this life level of life, this greater modality of life called Torah.
עד כאן.